And finally, we move into some highly technical communities, where discussions centered around pricing models and workflow automation. On r/perplexity.ai, the prevailing mood is one of skepticism regarding premium features and changing usage restrictions. Several users expressed frustration that previously free or standard features are now being gated behind paid tiers, leading to feelings that the product has significantly eroded its value proposition. The conversation also touched on the performance of various large language models. Users debated which reasoning effort setting was optimal, noting that some felt Perplexity was acting like a wrapper that struggled to surface the full capabilities available in dedicated native apps like ChatGPT or Claude. The sub was also buzzing with discussions about usage limits. With recent notifications popping up regarding remaining queries, users were trying to figure out if these limits reset on a rolling window basis, and how often they would be able to access various models again. On a more helpful note, one user shared a useful third-party browser extension designed to help manage long research threads by organizing them into folders, allowing for easy retrieval of saved prompts using a simple trigger command. Switching gears completely, on r/UDMusic, the conversation was about asset permanence and monetization. It appears that maintaining access to older tracks or downloading content remains an issue, with users expressing concern that even paid subscriptions may not grant permanent download rights. The consensus leans toward skepticism regarding whether any change could fundamentally alter how old material is preserved or accessed on new platforms. Finally, over on r/Zapier, the topics were centered on maintaining functionality amidst platform changes. A highly detailed discussion occurred regarding transferring historical leads from Facebook to a CRM. Many users found that Zapier had retired its older bulk transfer feature, requiring them to switch to exporting data as CSV files first, before uploading through the new tables layer or simply importing the data directly into the CRM for the cleanest result. Separately, there was also a tutorial shared on how to automate filling out PDF forms using dedicated tools within Zapier. That brings us to the end of our deep dive today. A lot of changes and discussions about pricing models, feature gating, and technical workarounds across these platforms. We'll catch you next time.